and welcome to the Grace Abroad Show. Today is the day you decide to go for it. Today is a solo episode, so it's just me, myself, and I. The question of the day is healing or avoiding our problems through travel. This one is going to be a hard one. Gonna be a hard one, baby. So, but it's gonna be a short one as well. So, gather up and let's discuss. I wanted to talk about that because while traveling and, you know, during the pandemic, we had a lot of time to reflect. And so that's where I realized that when I first started traveling, I was definitely avoiding something, but I was just, I just wanted to avoid the conversation. I was avoiding thinking about it. And now that I'm more mature, after a few years, I'm just starting to realize a few things. So first of all, when I was in Belgium and I grew up as TCK, is it TCK? Third World Culture Kid, something like that. Yeah, I learned about this term not so long ago and it just blows my mind, we can do a whole other episode about that. But basically, I was born in Congo and then I moved to Belgium, and that's where I was raised. And it was really, really hard growing up because for Congolese, I wasn't really Congolese because I was raised, quote unquote, the European way. I was black at the outside and white on the inside, so everybody was calling me Bounty. And then for Belgian people, I wasn't from Belgium because I wasn't born there and I didn't look someone like someone from Belgium. So I really, this whole time growing up, I really had this identity crisis. And yeah, and so it was just really hard. And when I left, I genuinely feel like I didn't know who I was. I didn't know what I wanted to do. You know, there's a lot of kids, when you ask them, what do you want to be when you get older? There's this really, really, we're pushing kids to know straight up what they want to do with their lives. And that's not how it works. In this day and age, we can change paths so easily. And I think it's okay. It's no longer us working for 40, 50 years for the same company and then retiring. No. We are choosing to have multiple jobs or multiple careers, and I think that's beautiful. But at the time, it was still stigmatized if you didn't study at uni or college or whatsoever. And so not only I had identity problems, but also I didn't know what I wanted to do in life. The only thing I knew is that I wanted to travel and live abroad. And so my family and friends, they didn't understand at all. And it was really hard for me to explain that I had this gut feeling that Belgium was just not, it was just not home for me. It was not it. I didn't feel comfortable living there. The mentality, and every time now I go back to my hometown, unfortunately, I still have this feeling of quote unquote disgust. Like I just thinking about it, I know the word is harsh, but I just hate it because it just reminds me of everything that made me feel bad, that everything that was invalidating me. And so going back to that is just really hard. So there's still a lot of work to be done here. And so when I left, so instead of trying to figure out how to cope or how to live with it, I just decided to leave and ignore everyone, ignore everything. And then I also had problems with credit cards and whatnot. So that it was a lot going on. And so I just like shut everything down and decided to live my best life, go out, do crazy things. And then at some point when you go back to reality, you're like, okay, I've been traveling for 3 years now, been going out almost every day, but what's next? Like, what does my future look like, and what do I want for myself? Do I want to keep on partying? Do I want to keep on be hungover every single day and feel miserable? No, I think not. And again, the question of what do you want to do in life? What makes you happy? What do you see yourself doing for the rest of your life? I don't see myself having the same career for the rest of my life, and I think that's okay. I've been hopping from job to jobs, not because I didn't like what I was doing or something was wrong, but because I just like learning new things. I like doing different things. Everybody was always surprised when I said that I was working two or three jobs. Yes, I was working two or three jobs because I needed the money, but also because I liked it. I liked what every single job was bringing me, basically. So I tried to think what would be a career that would be versatile and where I could do multiple things. And then I fell into content creation, and I just love it because you're literally, when you're a content creator and you're by yourself, you're literally a powerhouse. You're a photographer or videographer, you're an editor, you're doing marketing, you're a spokesperson, like you're doing it all. So that's why I really like content creation, because it's so diverse and there's so many things to learn that it can be very overwhelming sometimes. But yeah, but so I really want to invite everybody to think about it. Think about why have you decided to start traveling in the first place? So why have you decided to change countries? Or why do you want to change countries? Or why do you want to travel? Is it really because you want to get to know another culture? You want to learn about other people? Or are you avoiding something? Let's talk. Let's discuss. Let me know. Let me know, bestie. What's going on? And I think it's something that we should all do, every once in a while. And it will also be very important in the way your experience is gonna have in your travels and in your life abroad. And let me tell you, if you're avoiding something, it will come back at you. It will. For sure. So it's really important to figure that out right from the start. And it's okay if you're avoiding something. We're not judging here, but you need to work on it. And if you're trying to heal from a breakup, or if you have lost someone, that's also okay. But then again, you need to figure that out and then work on it, trying to figure out things that will make you feel better. Talk to people, do some activities that will make you feel better, that will make you happy. I think that's the most important, is just do whatever makes you happy, but do not expect when you'll start traveling that it will resolve all of your issues, because it doesn't. I can talk about that. It obviously can help a little bit, but don't think that because you're completely going to change environment, you're completely going to change country or whatsoever, it's going to resolve all your problems. It's not, baby. It's not. I'm sorry. Sorry to break it to you, but it's okay. We're a community. We gather every week on Clubhouse, so you can join the conversation. I'm there every Sunday at 8 p.m. CET, 2 p.m. EST, and 11 a.m. PST. So that's going to be the topic of this week. So February 6th, we're going to talk about that, like really trying to be vulnerable here and trying to figure out really if travel can help you heal, actually. Because I've seen a few people on some Facebook groups that were posting that they are going through a breakup, and so they decided to travel, and then after a week or after a month, it hits them and it's actually not doing anything for them. And so that's why I really want to have this conversation because, like I said, it's important to talk about it and really figure out what are you trying to achieve by traveling or by leaving? Like, what are you trying to do? Because, yeah, avoiding the problem is not gonna help. So yeah, like I said, this episode was a really short one. I just really want to start a conversation and invite you to think about it and then come and share your perspective on Clubhouse. It's so much fun. Everybody can join. The app is open to everybody, Android and Apple users. So really feel free to come and join us or leave me a comment in the community tab if you're listening on Spotify, or you can also DM me on Instagram because I really want to get to know you guys and I really want to have different perspective. That's what this podcast is all about. Different perspective just to help you understand things and also find a community and see that you're not alone. I really started this podcast for that reason, is that when I first started traveling, I was lost. I had an identity crisis and I really felt like I was alone and there was no one else like me. And then when I started traveling, I started meeting other people like me and finally finding people that understood what I meant when I said that Belgium wasn't my home. Like, it didn't feel like home, and I really wanted to travel, etc., etc. Yeah, so yeah, if you're liking this podcast, please, please, please make sure you subscribe and follow me on Instagram. I leave all the links in the description box. And let me know what you want to hear from me next. I know a lot of people have asked for my experience in Australia. I'm working on that content, but I think it's going to be content that I will be posting on YouTube and not here. Here, I like to have more of a philosophical conversation, if you will. So yeah, that's it for today's episode. Like I said, it was a very short one, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.